You. But if you come into agreement, when you come into agreement, what can happen in this room will change what's going on somewhere around the world, specifically in Israel. So I just am going to ask us, as a daughter in the house, for us to get over our preferences, because Jesus is doing something. So we're just going to submit to him. We're going to say, this is new for me. It's uncomfortable. But sometimes faith is a little uncomfortable. And the Lord honors faith. It says it pleases him when there is faith. Can you imagine what would happen if we partner with Jesus' lovesick cry? Oh my goodness, he delights in this. So we're going to keep singing it. I just want us all to go together. There's something for you today if you submit to this. Just know that he knows your needs. But when we submit together, we go somewhere we could never go by ourselves. We see him in a way we could never see by ourselves. So we're going to keep singing this in a second, because someone's coming up.
Hey, I want to give context to what Alyssa's singing if you do not know. Do you have that picture? Can you put that picture up, Gabe? Gabe's going to put up this picture. This is the East Gate in Jerusalem. And what you're looking at is they have bricked the entrance to Jerusalem, because this is where it's prophesied that the Messiah will come. So what they have done to prevent this is they have walled it up. So when we're singing this here, who is this coming through the East Gate? We're talking about a returning king who's going to punch through that thing. I just want to give you context, because you could be like, what are we singing? We are singing about the victorious King Jesus and his return. Listen, there's no wall that will keep him out. They've put graves in front of this wall, because for a Jew to walk across the graves would mean he would be unclean. But listen, there's no power in hell that is going to keep Yeshua from entering in this gate to come and rule and reign. When he rules and reigns on the earth, he's not going to rule and reign in the White House. It's not going to be in London and Buckingham Palace. It is going to be in